Now, listen, it's my pleasure to introduce the speakers for this evening. And this time, I want to introduce them by telling their story. There was a guy at the age of 38 who went to his house. He had his teenage son with him. The jeans and T-shirt's been hanging out. They go to his house, and they put the key in the lock. And the key doesn't work because he had been foreclosed on again. He goes to his parents' house. They say, of course, you know, you can come stay here. And there he is with his teenage son living with his mom and dad again, sleeping in the same room that he grew up in. 10 days later, he gets a phone call from a friend of his and says, we have found what you need to see. You have got to check out this opportunity. You need to get to Dallas to make sure you take a look at this. He didn't have the money to put gas in the car that he didn't think would make it there anyway. So he called a dear friend. Listen, we've got a great opportunity we need to look at in Dallas. Please pick me up on the way. They go to Dallas. They see this opportunity. His friend and himself, they're excited about the business. He doesn't have enough money to make it happen. So he has to make a few phone calls to literally borrow the money to get his Ambit Energy business started. And he did. Now, along the way, he shared this business opportunity with a registered nurse in Galveston, Texas. She was working 65 hours a week, didn't have a whole lot of time. She had two different full-time jobs. She worked from 7 o'clock in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, commuted 30 minutes to her second job from 4:30, stayed till 1 o'clock, got up the next morning and did it all over again. And she had to work 21 days in a row at one job or the other before she got a day off from both. But when she saw this opportunity, she saw that she could make money while she was at work. So she got started 15 to 30 minutes a day, making calls during her break, during her lunch, during the commute, and whatever other time she could sneak or call in, she'd make calls. 2 months later, she quit one of her two jobs. 6 months later, she's a retired registered nurse. And as executive consultants, they got married to one another. They are now the number 5 income earners in all of Ambit Energy, having made almost $10 million. Please welcome national consultants Chris and Debbie Atkinson. Debbie, we're going to start with you. Welcome to the call.
Thank you, Bear. Thank you. Oh, my gosh, you tell our story better than we do. You've got it down.
I love that story.
Thank you. Well, it's exciting about being on the call tonight, and thanks for having us on. We're excited. Listening to that story, it kind of took me back because you made me remember how it used to be. You know, after a while, you kind of start to forget things, and when you were going through the story and I realized where I came from and that I was total stress, mentally and physically, to what my life is today, thanks to Ambit Energy and to the team, it's completely different. I had a very nice day, a relaxing day. We just got out of the pool. We've had some friends over, and we were enjoying life. And it's totally different because normally I would be working right now till 1:30 in the morning. So it's totally different, thanks to Ambit Energy and, like I said, the team. So, you know, I want to tell people what I did. It's not what I'm doing today, because you'll get to that point where you can just do whatever you want to every day of every, you know, week of every month. But what I did in the beginning is what people don't understand. They think we just came into Ambit Energy and all of a sudden we were an overnight success, and that's not the way it happened. The way it happened was 15 to 30 minutes a day. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it was a lot. I wasn't calling my friends to talk to them about, hey, how's life going? What you've been up to? What are you doing? No, I had a short amount of time to call everybody, and I knew one thing. I wanted to make this money, but I wanted to make it quick. I didn't want to make it like next year or the year after that. I wanted to make it now. I'm one of those. I'm very impatient. When I want something, I want it now. So I worked my Ambit business just like that. I wanted it now. And so I'd make the calls, but it was, you know, we're going to have to catch up later, but I've got something that you've got to see. I need you to do me a favor and take a look at this and give me some feedback. Tell me what you think. And this is the way I tell people, new people that's coming onto my team, this is the way I train them. This is exactly what you do. You don't call them and tell them all about Ambit. Now, I did that at first, and I wasn't going anywhere. I was calling them and telling them about Ambit Energy. You know, when Chris called to tell me about this opportunity, the first thing I said is, what does it deal with? Because I don't have any time anyway, but what does it deal with? And when he said electricity, I said, oh, no way. I can't make money with electricity. The only thing I know about that is it kills you. I'm an ER nurse, so I know it kills you. And the other thing is when we put the light switch on and the lights don't come on, Houston, we have a problem, a major problem. And that's the only thing I know about electricity. How am I going to make money? He's like, just take a look. So I was already wanting to discount the opportunity, say, no, I don't have time. I don't know how I could make money with electricity. So that's why I encourage people not to talk about the opportunity. Just ask them to do you a favor and take a look at an online video. Because the more you say, the more that you're giving them a chance to prejudge it and say no, just like I did. But thank goodness he said, well, just take a look. You don't even know what you're saying no to. Okay, I'll take a look, and then I'm going to tell you no. So the one thing that people really need to do is understand that invitation is not the presentation. The invitation is, do me a favor, take a look, give me some feedback, let me know what you think. See, that's what nurses like to say is non-invasive. In other words, that's not asking them to join. That's not asking them to buy anything, because that's when you get the roadblocks up. You know, the wall goes up. Nope, I don't want to join nothing. Nope, don't want to buy anything. You know, people already have stretched budgets. They don't want to buy anything. And so that's why it's so perfect, is because they're already buying electricity. But you're not trying to sell them electricity. You're trying to get them. Your number one objective is to get them to take a look at the presentation and then give you some feedback. In other words, what we're looking for is you're ready to get started. So that's what I did in the very beginning. I did it all wrong. I was telling them all about Ambit Energy and how I got into business and we're going to save people money on their light bill and Jerry and Chris and all this stuff and 7-Eleven. It just didn't make any sense at all. I don't know how we got to be successful because we did it all wrong. So I've got to tell people that's on the phone, if you made those calls and you did everything wrong, there's still hope. Don't give up. Go back to them and say, oh, my gosh, I really did you a terrible injustice. I tried to explain it to you, and I know it didn't make any sense. But really, what I'd like you to do is just give me some feedback. I'd like you to take a look at a 15-minute video and tell me what you think. That's all I'm asking you to do, is do me a favor. Would you do that for me? And that makes it simple again. So you can go back to the people that you messed up on and get a redo and just explain to them, I'm sorry, I messed that up. And so I worked, but, you know, as I was making my calls, they were short and sweet because I had to get off the phone because I had to make another call. And I think today people are not making the calls. They're not focused on getting people to look at the opportunity. I think that's where a lot of problems are coming with people's businesses. You've got to stay focused on this. You stay focused on other things. You stay focused on going to do a good job at work so you don't lose your job. You get home, you stay focused on taking care of the kids or the house and the family and everything else. You stay focused even on a TV show or at a movie. Well, that's the time you need to be focused on your Ambit business. Stay focused on this. So my calls were short and sweet because I had to move on to the next call and the next call and the next call. I want to challenge everybody on this call tonight. Make a minimum of 30 calls a day. You see, like I said, people think we came in and we were an overnight success. No, we weren't. We came in and worked our tail ends off. We would make 30, 50, 100 calls a day in order to get someone to look at the opportunity. And if someone was looking at the opportunity, great, I'm going to call some more people. I've got some time. Let me call some more people and get a second person looking, and a third, and a fourth, because I knew one thing. The more people that looked, the more chances I had of signing up a consultant today. So I wanted a lot of people looking at the opportunity, not one a week. That's a hobby. Not one a week. We're talking about financial freedom here. You can't achieve financial freedom doing anything once a week. You can't achieve anything doing it once a week. If you, let's say, you know, wanted to build a house and you went out there and worked on it one day a week, how long is that going to take you? My goodness, a long time. But what if you did it every day, a little bit every single day? Same way with your Ambit business. Do it every day. Make those calls, 50 calls, at least 30 every day. Yes, get somebody to take a look and give you a yes or a no or a maybe. A maybe means, that means, well, we're not ready right now. Or maybe, let me talk, let me get my money together. There's a whole lot of maybes. Maybe they just want to see how well you do and if you stick with it. You see, maybes can be a number of things. The yes, sign them up and work with them. The no, that means not right now. They'll come in your business later. So don't worry about the no's and the maybes. Drip on them. Work with the yeses and make more calls with a sense of urgency. Let me tell you, if you don't sign someone up this week, if you're not showing the plan this week and signing somebody up, you're not getting a check next week. It's a simple comp plan. You don't have to understand regional and senior executive and this to infinity and that to infinity and this and that. You don't have to understand that. Understand one thing. If you're not signing someone up and helping them trigger a bonus, you're not getting a check next week. Same thing next week. If you're not repeating that, signing someone up, helping them get a bonus, you're not getting a check the next week. Your income is in direct proportion to how many times you and your team show the plan, sign some people up, help them trigger a bonus. Now you're getting a check. And get a check every Friday. You know, the first time Chris said that was at a training. He said, get a check every single Friday. You see, that's residual income. The residual income is a bonus. People don't understand it. That's a bonus off of the electricity and gas bill. But the real residual income is getting a check every single Friday. So what do? You sign a few up. Next week they sign a few up and they sign a few up. And before long, you're signing people up, but they're signing a lot more up than you're signing. And that becomes a residual check every Friday. It's a leadership bonus. But you keep signing enough people up, and they sign people, and they sign people, and they sign people. Well, what if you go on vacation one week, and you don't sign anybody up? But your team is signing up people and triggering bonuses, you're going to get a check, and you didn't do anything. So do you see how getting a check every single Friday is important? And it starts with you making those calls, staying focused and doing something every single day. The longer you're a marketing consultant, you're leaving money on the table. You see, when you get to regional, it's $55 to unlimited debt. So just think of stacks of $55 on a table. And the longer you're a marketing consultant, look at that table. You're leaving it there every day. But regionals, get to senior, because the senior, you get another $80. So think of stacks of $80 bills on a table. And the longer you're a regional consultant, you're missing out on that money. And senior, same for you. Stacks of 80s, another 80 when you get to executive. And the executives are the same way. Get to national. Why not? I know you're making good money. You should be. Well, why not get to national? Why not go out and help more people? All you have to do is tell a few who tell a few who tell a few. But you know, I just wanted it to happen. I signed up with a hope. I hope this happens. People signing up today, they should know it's going to happen. All they got to do is walk through the same footsteps that we walked through, made the calls, and absolutely never looked back. Never for one instance thought anything other than working Ambit harder today than I did yesterday. Waking up the next day and say, I'm going to do more today than I did yesterday. And we still wake up and do that. Chris leaves at 5:30 in the morning, heading up north again. But, you know, he'll be back on, I don't even know what day he's coming back, either Thursday or Friday. And then this coming weekend, we have an EC retreat at our house where we'll have 75 ECs, our downline ECs here. And he's going to take off and go away, but we can't wait. He'll be back just in time for the EC retreat. So, Bear, again, thank you for having me on the call. I hope I said something that's going to help somebody get focused and keep working their business with a sense of urgency, making extra calls, and having success, the success that you deserve. Thank you, Bear.
Hey, pleasure to have you on the call. And, you know, you're just an example that being busy is no excuse for being broke.
You got that right, because you know what? Even though I was working 60 hours a week in nursing, I was broke and I was busy, and there was no excuse. I wanted financial freedom. I don't know about everybody on this call. I wanted financial freedom, and I was tired of exchanging my life for a paycheck. Thank you.
There you go. Now, folks, I want to introduce the other half, the traveling one. You know, I had the great opportunity to see Chris for the first time at our first Ambition. He got to speak, and this guy was so nervous. I mean, his lip was shaking, his legs were shaking, and he really told some personal stuff that just endeared us to him. And, you know, just watch him grow in the business and just become a phenomenal leader, one of the best speakers now in Ambit Energy, one of the best trainers in Ambit Energy, and obviously with one of the largest organizations in the entire company. Please welcome to the call national consultant Chris Atkinson.
Hey, Bear, thank you, my friend. And you know, sitting there listening to Debbie and just reminiscing about, you know, getting started and the very first day and her saying no, and you know, it was just quitting was never even a thought. I hate to even say it was an option, because it just wasn't even a thought. You know, I mean, somebody saying no to me, laughing at me, it never crossed my mind to do anything except just move on to the next person. You know, when my best friend in the entire planet ridiculed me out loud in front of a whole hotel of people, I never thought about quitting. When my own brother laughed me out of his house, I never thought about stopping. When my own sister raised her voice at me because I was trying to show her this opportunity for the third time, I never had the thought of quitting. You know, I mean, when I was listening to Debbie talk about that first training, you know, I convinced her to go to that first training. Bear, here's the truth. I didn't know who was speaking, and I didn't know what they were going to talk about. The only person I knew that was going to speak was my sponsor, Steve Thompson. I didn't know what anybody else was going to say, who they were. I just knew the importance of getting people in front of others that were going to teach us a better way of life. And so, you know, I just grew up in this business knowing some of the simple facts. You never miss a training. You just never miss one. You know, and so we had a training locally here yesterday, had close to 200 people in attendance, and, you know, that's awesome. But we also know it could have easily been 2,000. But you see, one of the reasons that we are where we are is because we never let a hiccup slow us down. We never let, when Ambit had to raise its price for a second, slow us down. We never let anything stand in our way. And I think it's just simple. For me personally, I just wanted a different way of life. You see, if you ask me today, I fully understand that what we have is better than being a doctor. It's better than being a lawyer, and it's better than being a business owner. You know, all those people have to keep doing what they do to make a check. You don't. You're going to get paid money regardless if you go to the BP this week, regardless if you answer a three-way phone call, because you got enough started. Now, the difference between me and a lot of other people is I just don't think I've gotten enough started yet. And so, yeah, I'm willing to get on a flight at 5:25 a.m. tomorrow, go do three meetings up in Ohio, be with the co-founders Wednesday in Columbus, and then fly back in time to be with them again Thursday in Houston. And then Friday night, starting at our house, is 75 ECs coming over. And going to be with them for, you know, all the way through July 4th, and then 3 days later have 22 SCs come into the house for 3 days. And then I leave the day after that and be gone for about 4 to 6 weeks. All because of some simple things. You see, as you continue to grow in the company, it means you continue to grow as a person. And one of the things I've come to understand is you have to have something that you follow. You just do. You just have to have something that you follow. And I believe in a little formula that's just called the three C's. I think the first C is that you have to be totally 100% committed to the system. You see, the system works. Whatever system it is that your upline believes in and teaches you, because they're all a little bit different. Our system is real simple that we teach with Team 526. It's extremely simple, but it's grown us to almost 110,000 consultants now in just a few short years. But I believe you have to be consistent with it by being fully committed to it. You just have to commit yourself to your system and don't waver. You know, one of the jokes that I always make is I wish the little starter kit that Ambit mails out, I wish they came with like a little shock bracelet that had a GPS and a microphone attached to it. And that way we could sit on our laptops and we could hear you at your one-on-ones. You know, and if you started to waver from the system, we just gave you a little electroshock. Because if you follow the system, success is coming your way. And again, the system is simple, but it's something that has to be done every single day. But the next thing that you have to do is you have to care. You simply have to care about people. I don't think that comes overnight. I think it comes over time. You know, Bear, with my background and 22 times in jail and 11 treatment centers and, you know, finally getting my life together through the 12-step programs, you know, I learned a lot. You know, I learned that I actually at that moment in time, I didn't even love myself. I finally learned that I couldn't love anybody else until I learned how to love me. But see, that carries all the way through. I can't like someone if I don't like myself. And I can't care about anyone if I don't care about myself. You know, in all my travels, I hear people all the time when you ask them what's their why, and their why is their family. I mean, I love that. It pounds my heart when somebody says, my why is my family. But dig down deep. How much do you mean it? Because, see, if you mean it, then there will never be a day in your Ambit business when someone doesn't join your business, because you will do whatever it takes for that family, correct? So don't let a day go by without somebody joining. Don't ever let a Friday happen without a paycheck, because if you do, are you being true to your family? You see, if you care, again, you have to care all the time, and you have to care all the way. How do we learn some of that? I think it's through the third C, and that's communication. Communication is the backbone. It's everything about everything that we do. Sometimes people do ask. It seems like Ambit slowed down a little bit. I'll agree. Do you know, when I got started, there was two things that we did not have that we do today. We did not have smartphones. They were not around when I started. Everybody was on a Motorola StarTech flip phone. There was no such thing yet as a smartphone. And there also was no such thing as Facebook and all the others that have come from that. So we didn't have things like that that slowed us down. We didn't have the ability to go see what everybody's eating for dinner because, oh my God, the posts I see now. Look what's about to jump in my belly. Look what I'm out doing today. I'm over here at this. I'm doing that. And everybody's stopping to read everything that's going on Facebook. Where in the meantime, they could have called 10 more teammates and made 6 more invitation calls. Communication is the backbone of everything that we do. When we say that we used to make 10, 20, 50, 100 calls a day, it was every single day. Now what do I hear people do? Oh, they send out a Facebook blast. They send out something called an email. Instead of just picking up the phone and saying hello. Could you imagine? Let's reminisce just for a second. I know I preach a lot about don't watch TV, but I know most of you watched at least Game 7 of the NBA Finals. You had to, because the hype that was going on. The Cavaliers were down 3-1. It was over. Never in the history of the NBA in the finals had a team ever come back to win 3 in a row after being down 3-1. Yet, they won Game 5. They won Game 6. The series was now tied at 3 apiece. It was 1-1, winner take all. So, Bear, could you imagine being in the locker room after Game 6 with the Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron James? How excited they were, how focused they were to say, this is it. We have fought back. We're not going to quit. We're not going to give up. We win one more, and we're taking home the trophy, the title, and everything that goes along with it. I mean, I could imagine the coach getting up there to fire them up. But what if he would have said this, since we're talking about communication? What if he would have said, now here's the catch, guys. I'm your head coach. I'm your leader. And I'm not going to attend Game 7. Instead, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit at home. I have a huge 84-inch big screen TV, and I'm going to be watching it in high definition, and I'm going to be focused on what's happening in the game. So when the game starts, here's what I'm going to ask you. I need you to have your cell phones in your pocket on the court, okay? Because as I see what the Warriors' defense is going to be, I'm going to start texting you guys our new offensive game plan, okay? If your text isn't coming through quick enough, I'll instant message you on Facebook, LeBron. So what I need you to do, LeBron, as you get the rebound and you're dribbling up the court, make sure you have your phone in your hand out in front of your face so you can see the diagram that I'm drawing for you. Sounds stupid as all get out, doesn't it? But that's what a lot of us rely on to build our business. We try to just send an email to our whole downline and pray that they read it. We just send out group text after group text after group text and pray somebody responds. Instead of just picking up the phone and dialing their number. Instead of just driving to their house and sitting down with them. Instead of telling them to meet us 45 minutes ahead of time at the weekly BP and let's have a talk. We think that we're just going to build such a big business if we send everything out in bulk. We forget that this is personal relationship marketing. We got to do everything piecemeal. But what we can develop over time, if more people start to believe in you and follow you, is all of a sudden you're going to start to have 5 people doing what you do. And then it's going to turn into 15 people doing what you do. And then 30, and then 150, and then 1,000 people every day doing what you do, which is reaching thousands of people now collectively day after day after day. So in my humble opinion, what slowed down Ambit Energy? You and me. By buying into technology instead of keeping it simple. Believe me, I read every text that ever comes to me, but I never feel anybody's heart. But when they pick up the phone and dial my number and talk to me about a problem that they're having, I can feel their pain. When somebody sponsors someone and they're all excited and they send me a text, just looks like another happy second. But when they call me and I can feel the joy and the excitement, like they're trying to just jump through the phone so we can give each other a hug, that makes my day. Our business is people. Let's don't be a robot. Let's be people. Let's help people. More importantly, let's be there for people. You see, Bear, that's what we did from day one. We never went to a meeting by ourselves. Never. We would meet halfway and carpool together. We never showed up alone. Everywhere that we went as a team. And I do my best to continue that same methodology today. Do everything with everybody that you can. Always hang around other positive people. Don't go to the movies alone. Don't go to eat alone. Don't eat in your own home alone. Don't spend your weekends alone. Don't be the only one in your pool. Don't be the only one at the ball field. Always, 100% of the time, be with other like-minded people. You will not only become a better person, you'll help everybody build a bigger team. Care. When you let that caring attitude sink in and become not just part of you, but who you are and what you stand for, nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you. You know, there's all teams in Ambit. Team 526 and EC Factory 212, the Wind Team, Shark, and 17 others. And it's fabulous. But be part of it. Don't think that one team is better than the other, because we're not. We're all equal. We should all be doing just a few things: gathering consultants who gather some customers, who gather more consultants who do the same, and who all brag on each other for a job well done to make sure that Ambit stays the finest and most respected retail provider in all of America and soon to go beyond. We're all here for the same reason and purpose, at least we should be. That's to help other people all become financial free. That should be our only thing that we're all focused on. Not getting one person here or another person there. We should be focused on everyone, regardless of which organization they're in and who their sponsor is. This is about people helping people, and I'm going to continue to do every single thing that I can to keep becoming the best leader that I can possibly be. You know, as we embark on our annual EC retreat, you know, I guess one of the things I get the most joy out of, and for those of you that understand the compensation plan, you'll get this. There's going to be a lot of ECs here that I never made a penny on, yet we're paying for their whole trip. Why? Because I believe in treating people with honesty, dignity, and respect. They deserve it, even if they don't think that they do. They'll understand it one day. I just pray that everybody on this call has an absolutely amazing upcoming Ambit Week. I hope you dig down through your heart and into your soul, and you let us all see you begin to shine. It's already within you, or you would not have said yes. It's already there. Just allow yourself to release your greatness so we can all see you shine, and one day we'll see you all as million-dollar earners. Mr. Bear Gordon, thank you so much for the invitation tonight, and man, can't wait to do it again.